To end this session, I'd like to share a little story with you, which is of a fire ceremony that I did in Machu Picchu. I had prepared for the ceremony for 3 days, gathering twigs for the fire and then gathering sticks, which were my prayer sticks, that are known as death arrows, where you blow into each one of these sticks something that has died within you, a time, a place, a hurt, a wounding, somebody that you may have wronged. For 3 days, I had been going through my life and identifying the people who I felt had hurt me, people that I had hurt, people that I had not forgiven, people that I have loved wrongly, and blowing each one of them into one of these sticks. At the end of the third day, as the sun is setting, I go into a cavern right at the base of Machu Picchu. And after climbing up the entire mountain, hiking up through, I find this cavern right below the ruins, enter it, and as the sun sets, I build my fire. And I call in on the four directions to open sacred space, and I begin to place each one of these sticks into the fire with a thank you, and some with a bit of regret, some with a little bit of longing, some reiterating, and I forgive you that I had forgotten to say, or and I love you that I had not said before that person passed. And that entire night I recapitulated my life from my birth, every instance that I could remember of having wronged or been wronged by someone. One by one, these specters from my past came up, and I was both the judge and the jury and the accused and the defendant, and had to acquit myself in the face of my own past. And after an entire night of prayer, because it was not just a matter of throwing these sticks into the fire, it was a matter of sitting with each one of them until I could find forgiveness, and then placing them in the fire. At the end of that night, early in the hours of the morning, as the sun was setting and I was placing my last stick in the fire, I stepped out of that cave as a man without a past, without a history, no longer in the grip of my history, and understanding for the first time that I am not my stories, that I have stories, that I am a storyteller, but that I am not my stories, that I have a history, but that I am not my history. And for the first time understanding a Navajo medicine woman that I met one time, when I asked her, who are you? And she said to me, the mountains am I, the rivers am I, the red rock walls am I, the desert sand am I, the tides am I. And that morning, that was who I was. The Amazon flowing below me am I. The cold wind blowing in from the Amazon am I. The sun rising over the mountains am I.